Exclusive. Representative Derek Van Orden, Tulsi Gabbard has a quest for freedom. By Hannah Knudsen on January 13, 2025. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, has a quest for freedom and understands that the Constitution, first and foremost, applies to American citizens. Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Highlighting some of Trump's key cabinet picks as the Senate gears up for confirmation hearings this week. The congressman threw his weight behind Gabbard, whom he described as an American patriot. And she is an incredibly level-headed, smart-thinking person that listens to problem sets and then tries to come up with a great solution. And what she has that other people don't have in our intelligence agencies. As of late, she has a quest for freedom, and she understands that the Constitution, first and foremost, applies to American citizens. Van Orden said, predicting that she will make sure that Americans' constitutional rights are adhered to. I really have to commend President Trump of again. A slate of absolute winners here that are going to do great things for the United States. He remarked, noting that Gabbard is a military officer that's done multiple deployments, which adds to her resume. And you don't have the luxury to insert political perspectives in a military environment. So when you problem solve, she's able to look at it. And she's proven this through military service. Able to look at a series of facts, reduce the amount of variables to what can be changed. And then you work solely on those variables. That's how you actually get something done, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Derek Van Orden. RY, January 13, 2025. We shouldn't be standing on the Capitol steps screaming to the sky and pretending like we are contestants in a reality TV show. We should be doing very boring policy work to move the country in the right direction. He continued, as host Mike Slater asked the congressman about the critics. I think Tulsi is presented to us as someone that we should not trust. Or someone who cozies up to dictators, that kind of stuff with Syria. Do you trust her? Slater asked. Of course I do. And listen, people said that crap, and then immediately following that, they published a picture of Nancy Pelosi sitting 6 feet away from Assad. So knock that off, Van Orden responded, noting that his constituents voted for him. In part, so he can have conversations with some of the most radical leftist people in Congress to try to figure out why these people that are sentient beings can come up with these crazy ideas. There's a lot of very, very intelligent people here on the left, they just aren't smart, you know what I mean. So my constituents have sent me here to sit down and talk to them and try to find common ground with my fellow Americans that I disagree with. And they come up with policy solutions, right? So if you are in a position of authority, and especially when you're talking about intelligence things, or, you know, Tulsi was a member of Congress. If you're not getting outside of your comfort zone and talking to people that you don't really want to, but you're doing it for the purpose of making America better again, by understanding the thought process of our adversaries, you're not doing your job, he said. Further, he said the great irony is that the people accusing Gabbard are also the same individuals who have been part of what he described as the worst cover-up in the history of the United States of America. And that was the absolute mental decline of President Joe Biden. They all knew. They all knew that Joe Biden couldn't tie shoes for all intents and purposes. And they covered that up so that the 25-year-old staffers and them could run the country. That's a travesty. So anybody that's been saying this garbage about Tulsi and Pete and everybody else, they need to look in the mirror and realize they have no business in a position of power because they intentionally covered up the fact that the President of the United States, who allegedly had keys to the nuclear arsenal, didn't tie his own shoes for years. So they have lost all credibility, and they should be ignored and they should be voted out of office resoundingly, Van Orden concluded. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.